This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we were talking about Cam Ward, right? I want to mention this before we move on with our strong arm story of the day. But Big O sent this to us, and he said one scout unnamed. And by the way, we know how we feel about that, right?
Say it with your chest, put your name on it.
One scout talking about Cam Ward and his odds of becoming the number one overall pick just skyrocketed after his pro day. Mm. One scout, he's a little doughy.
He's soft, soft and chewy. I looked at Ward. I looked at him as pro day, 20% nougat. Soft and doughy.
He's a little doughy.
Well, I mean, it's funny because, you know, J.J. McCarthy, did you say J.J. McCarthy's got to drop some LBs up in Minnesota, right?
Yes, that's true.
Is he doughy as well?
I don't know. I mean, it is a great word. I mean, it's the word all like sudden, without saying the word, right?
I'm thinking like Full Metal Jacket. Private Pile, you whore disgusting fat body. Are jelly donuts allowed? In the-
Sir, no, sir.
Why not, Pile? Because I've got to wait. You're a fat body, Pile.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
The late, great Arlie Army. Rest his soul. Yeah, man.
Great role. Great role. Man. But no, I wanted to share that because that's funny.
Chris, by the way, just said in my ear, it's a good point. Jameis was a tad doughy.
He was.
You know,
that's
but he was effective. You know, made it work.
By the way, you disappointed he signed up there?
Yeah, I wanted Jameis here just for the pure comedic value for us should we ever get him down here. Don't know what that means for the Giants. A lot of folks, some guys disagree with us that they can still go get Kirk Cousins and Jameis as the backup. I don't know. I think they're going to get Shedeur Sanders.
I do too. I think the Giants, that's the probably best spot for him to potentially land. Right. Hey, man, let's talk about our Hawks, Mike. We had a great conversation with Lauren Williams. They're back in action tonight, guys, at Houston. And I asked you, because this is my first day back since, you know, being gone, I said, what's going on with the Hawks, man? What's the deal? They got a nice little win streak going. And then Lauren Williams came on and said, well, you know what? Niang's hitting his shots.
Right.
And Trey's playing at a really high level right now, and this is the reason why they've gone on this nice win streak. Guys, last 10 games, Hawks are 7-3 in their last 10, and tonight they play a really good Houston team on the road, and then you get Miami, and then you go to Milwaukee, which, again, you know, you got to show up in the Eastern Conference. You're trying to hold on to that seventh spot.
Yeah, man, we were talking about could we see Zachary Risacher win the Rookie of the Year? Stephon Castle with the Spurs has got a little slightly better stats. But as you said, I mean, what's the big moments? This guy's gone for 30. This guy went for 21 the other night. He's had big moments. He's had threes, and he's been blocking shots, and he's had steals. I mean, he's looked good. Now, we look back at it because at the time, nobody's talking about the Wizards for good reason because they're terrible. But Alex Sarr, no longer Alexander, he's Alex. But Alex Sarr is actually having a decent year, 12-6 as a 7-footer on a bad team.
Right, on a bad team.
So, I mean, you know, as we always say, because of ESPN, you guys have been brainwashed and thinking, Hawks, winner, Wizards, loser. I mean, but they could both be good players. But, I mean, you and I did debate for months the big or the guy that's the power forward with a little more versatility.
Yeah, I think Risacher is the more versatile player, Mike. You've seen him grab the ball, take it, you know, coast to coast, use his left hand. I'll be honest, watched enough of Sarr to compare his game.
Right.
But we've watched enough of Risacher to know he's just now starting to reach into his tool bag and pull out some of this stuff that he's got that we didn't know he had. And that gets me excited for the future. The thing about Gilmore with the Spurs is they lose Wimby, and I said, did he elevate the team? Did the Spurs at any point, once you lost Wimby, go, man, Gilmore's carrying us.
Right.
He's the guy. We got a shot to do something. No, everybody felt like once Wimby went down, they were going to tank.
Right.
And try to get another first overall pick. And that's kind of where they are. Right now, they're in the lottery, and that's where I think they'll finish. But, you know, I feel like Richache has helped elevate the Hawks to this spot where they're at. And, Mike, listen, 7's better than 8, 9, or 10.
And I know that, as we said, we're not like I don't work for the Hawks, guys. I pay for my tickets when I go. I'm just telling you, it would be kind of cool as a Hawks fan to see we always talk about a trajectory. Finish over 500. Yeah, yeah. Right now, they're one game under 500. They're just about, right now, and I've been watching this all year. I know you laugh at me for this, but they're PPG versus their opponents, PPG. Right now, we're just about under 1.7. In other words, the other guys are scoring just a little bit more than us. If we can get to the point where we're scoring more than the opponents, finish above 500 without Jalen Johnson, that's a step in the right direction.
No, it's great. And look, I hope they can go and handle business. If you do something on this road trip, you beat Houston tonight. Houston's a really good team. Believe it or not, I know people don't think about this, but Houston's a second team in the West.
Udoka's a great. I'll tell you this. I still watch the Celtics, and I still think that coach is a nitwit, Joe Mazzulla. I still don't think that guy has an idea what he. I know I told you the other day I was watching that game. Who was it when it went in there? Oh yeah, it was the OKC.
Yeah,
OKC went in there, and they put all these big like Frankenstein looking guys in there. Mazzulla's like, I don't know what to do.
Didn't know what.
But Udoka to me, if he was still with Boston, I don't think they would have lost that finals.
I agree. I agree.
They might have three.
But the Rockets are 13.5 games behind OKC. That's how dominant OKC has been this year. They're not catching them. They're going to win the West. They've already clinched a playoff spot. They will have home court advantage throughout. But Houston's a really good team. The problem is nobody believes that they can beat the Nuggets or the Lakers or, Mike, even Golden State in a 7-game series. Mm. And so we're going to see. But that's a team that's a 46-win team right now playing us tonight. So that's why this is a big test. And then you go to Miami. As we said, we know they've fallen off, but they're still in the play-in as we speak at 10. And then
but you got to beat those guys, too. There's no monkeying around with Miami.
No, man. Listen, they lost Butler, and I think he's playing there. Is it tonight, Chris, or tomorrow? And Butler, and they're talking about playing some kind of video. And Butler's like, I don't care about that.
Yeah, it is. Today's the 25th. It's tonight. Yeah. It's on TNT, by the way.
So
if you want to catch that. And now let's have a video tribute for the man who said, F Pat Riley.
Exactly. He doesn't care. So this is a big road trip before they come back home. But you've got some winnable games, guys, is what I'm talking about. Listen, we know Dallas is struggling. I think AD just came back. You get those guys next week. Portland, that should be a dub, right? So you're talking about, Mike, over the next 5 or 6 games, you should win 4 of 6.
Right.
That's if you're playing like you are right now, if you're the Hawks. What does it mean for the playoffs, guys? We don't know. Mike's right. Let's get to 500 and then hopefully make a run. And by the way, being in the 7th spot in the play-in, and I know we haven't really talked a lot about this, but your path towards, you know, all you got to do is win a game. You don't have to go and win 2 games to try to get into that last spot.
It's a lot easier. And we know that Trey can take – we've seen him do it. Trey can take over one of those games. Problem now is, as I was insulting Joe Mazzulla's coaching ability, they won 6 in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
And as you said, they're gaining on Cleveland. And now can Cleveland – that's the question. Can Cleveland handle their water where, you know, at times you look like, uh-oh. I mean, they played the Clippers, and I mean, the claw was just all over them, and that's the kind of atmosphere you're going to get in the playoffs in the half court.
All right. You guys can fill us in and tell us what you think. I think right now it's you know, they're playing good basketball, and what that means with what we have, I think Lauren, and she said this in the interview, Mike, she's right. Caris LeVert, we got to resign.
This is the thing. The guys in your cars and ladies, you expect, and you look at the free agent names, there's all the usual suspects, okay? Imagine if we gotten Paul George, what a freaking disaster that we'd be in the lobby for the next decade. Think about this.
Yeah, because that was a four-year deal?
But do you trust this management team, and maybe by what they did with Terrence Mann and Caris LeVert, can you do more of that? Same things we just said last segment about Terry Fontenot, finding the diamonds in the rough. Can you find the worker bees to augment what we have with Jalen Johnson, what we believe we have with Zachary Richache, we know we have with Dyson Daniels, and of course Trey is the man. But can you find, and maybe it won't be sexy, but go get those guys that fill out a little more better in the front court, right? Opposite of Kongu. You know, we always debate Kongu and where is he, what isn't he? A little more help on the wing, you know? But can they do that? Because this is the first year they're going to have some coin to spend in a while.
Yeah. I mean, you look at Cleveland, Mike, Darius Garland, Max Strus, Evan Mobley. Any of these guys Hall of Famers?
No.
Perennial first team All-NBA guys?
Right.
No. Jared Allen? No. Good, but they fit together. And then they went and made the trade. Again, DeAndre Hunter, we give him credit. You know, he's fit in. He's playing well for him. But they already had a bunch of guys that did what DeAndre Hunter did and coming off the bench. And, Mike, so they just added to that, and they added some size and some defense.
Right.
We're going to see. But to your point, I'm just saying, if I gave you that roster, there's no superstar on that outside of Donovan Mitchell.
No. And Oklahoma City, you said it. It's all drafted guys. It's all drafted roster.
Yeah. So I just feel like that's the way the Hawks are going to approach this. And I think it might be the right way instead of figuring out, oh, what's going to be our big three?
No, but I will say this. I mean, because we were doing the show, I think we were at Buffalo's up in Decatur. And that day when the trade deadline came down, I was like, what?
Yes.
I'm like, Terrence Manley, the old Florida State point guard? And I was like, Karis, remember thinking like Casanova, Gerald LeVert?
Yes.
LeVert's been great. Niang has been a real veteran and a solid piece. And more importantly, and we talked about this with Lauren, Trey likes playing with these guys. Yeah, there was probably a disconnect with DeJounte of whatever reason. It just, yeah, he trusts these guys, but it's still his team. You know what I mean? And so that's he's in a perfect headspace, I guess, for lack of a better word, with the squad.
Yeah, well, look, he doesn't have to defer. And I think that was part right. of the problem. You know, I got to feel like, or at least he felt like, I have to defer when he was on the court with DJ. He don't have to feel that way now. And right. by the way, assisting guys and you're leading the league in assists is not a bad thing. That's not like, oh, well, why did he do this last year? Because he felt like he had to defer.